In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One of the classes that I took when I was in seminary was a New Testament course taught by Bishop Mark Dyer on the life and ministry of Jesus. The premise of the course was that Jesus, being fully human, grew into understanding who he was and what his ministry was all about. That he wasn't born knowing all this. Jesus was fully human. And as a baby, toddler, young child, and adolescent, wouldn't really understand who he was as God the Son, but would have grown up as one of Mary and Joseph's children like any other child of his day. He would have played, he would have done chores, and learned the skills of the trade of his father, Joseph, carpentry skills. This moment that we read about today, Jesus going and being baptized by John in the Jordan River, and what comes after his spending 40 days in the desert, were the first real steps in Jesus assuming the role he was meant for. Now, obviously, we don't really know what Jesus knew or didn't know or when he knew it, but Bishop Mark then went on to show us how in Scripture, and especially in the Gospel of Mark, you can see Jesus growing more and more fully into his understanding of who he is and his ministry, his purpose, and even how sometimes Jesus made mistakes. So let's, for a moment, imagine this to be true, that until this moment of Jesus's baptism, he didn't really know or fully know who he was and what his mission was. Perhaps for his whole young life, Jesus had a strong connection with God. Maybe even as a child, had a deep faith. I think many of us know people like that. Young people, or even children, who always, no matter how simple, seem to have a deep faith in God, a special connection or relationship with God. Maybe as he got older, he just assumed he would be a carpenter like his father, Joseph, join the family business. There weren't a lot of career options for a young Jewish man in first century Palestine. Perhaps he went off for periods of time for prayer. Times when his family didn't know where he was, disappearing for a few hours, a day, or even a weekend. And then maybe one day he heard about his cousin John preaching and teaching something new, and he went and listened to him for a few times. And perhaps something began to stir in him. Something began to call to him. Maybe a voice he'd been pushing away for a while, but was now too strong to ignore. And so one day, he decides to go and check out this baptism thing that he knows John is doing. And God says to him, "Yes, yes, come, it's time." And Jesus goes and heads to the water. In Mark's gospel, we hear, "And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending upon like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased.'" It's not like in Matthew's gospel where God tells us, "This is my son." In Mark, it's a moment between God the Father and Jesus, his son. At Jesus's baptism, God, having sent the Holy Spirit to be with Jesus in this ministry he's about to start, now tells him very clearly who he is. Baptism is a powerful thing. Not many of us remember our baptisms. Most of us were babies when the water was poured over our heads and someone made promises on our behalf. So for us, it probably wasn't a life-changing experience as we didn't have much of a life to change. But that doesn't mean, because unlike Jesus, where God very clearly led him to John and blessed him with the Holy Spirit and then announced to him his identity, that we too have not been gifted with the presence of the Holy Spirit with us, given an identity as a child of God, and can be led to our purpose, our ministry, our mission in life. Because John the Baptist states very clearly that when we are baptized with Jesus's baptism, for us meaning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in the translation of Mark in the Message, John says, his baptism, a holy baptism by the Holy Spirit, will change you from the inside out. Because baptism is God's work. A story that Bishop Mark used to tell us to encourage us to baptize anyone who asks, no matter if the family comes to church or not, is about how the Holy Spirit is always at work in us, even when we aren't aware of it. Bishop Mark was part of the ecumenical dialogues that took place in the 1970s at an international level between the Episcopal Anglican Church, the Lutheran, Roman Catholic, and East Orthodox churches. They met all over the world for about 10 years. A few years after they had finished their work, Mark ran into one of the women who had been part of the dialogues, who was from Russia. She said she had to tell him that when she was part of the group, she was there because she was KGB and sent to spy on them. Mark told her that they all knew that and that it was okay. She said, but the thing was, because of her experience with them, she was now a practicing Christian. And that when she told her grandmother this, her grandmother said, oh, I'm not surprised. When you were a baby, I snuck you into the church and baptized you. The Holy Spirit has been at work in you all this time. Baptism is a powerful thing. Baptism is God's work. That same Holy Spirit that Jesus saw coming down on him when he was baptized by John, that then drove him out into the desert to figure out his mission, is the same Holy Spirit at work in us at our baptism. That same Spirit that connects with our spirit works on us, with us, and in us. That same Spirit that helps us to understand who we are as God's children and guides us in our ministry and mission in life, no matter how long that might take. It took Jesus 30 years to begin his ministry. Who knows what he was doing before then? Perhaps you haven't found your mission yet, your ministry, your purpose. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit isn't at work in you. We might not get the dove and the voice from heaven, but God speaks to us every day, as you too are a beloved child of God. You just have to listen to the unique way God is speaking to you. Amen.